This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport is seeing record travel numbers this summer. More than 6.5 million passengers flew through the airport in June, according to the latest count released this week. June was also the airport's busiest month ever for international travel. The airport expects annual passenger counts to hit 100 million a year as soon as 2028. The bus system in Colorado Springs has set a new record for ridership. Mountain Metropolitan Transit says July saw its most ever passenger trips in a single month, about 353,000 trips in July, up 60% from July of last year. For the second year, the transit agency is part of a statewide initiative offering free rides through the summer to help address ozone pollution. Those free fares continue through August. A couple of Colorado lawmakers want to help people on assistance get access to healthy foods. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, along with two other Democratic colleagues, have introduced the Farmers Market and Food Bank Local Revitalization Act. It would increase funding to help seniors and women with young kids get fresh, local produce at farmers markets. Bennett says not only will it help Colorado producers access new customers, it'll make it a little easier for working families to put healthy food on the table. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is a co-sponsor of the House version of the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's warming up today and to start the weekend with highs above 90 around Denver and in Fort Collins this afternoon, staying warm tomorrow and maybe a bit cooler Sunday. This is CPR News.